You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, I'm Aprajita and you are listening to Why Not Mint Money podcast. In today's episode, I'll tell you some legal nuances that every woman must know. We tend to invest or buy properties in joint names as a married couple, meaning the documents have both husband and wife's names on it. It gives us a sense that if something happens to one spouse, the property or investment will go to the other spouse. That's what we feel, that the property will go 100% to the other spouse. But this is a major misconception. You will be surprised to know that if something happens to a husband, his wife generally receives just 33% or 25% of his husband's estate. It's not 100%.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Let's discuss the first scenario. If something happens to your husband, then as per Hindu Succession Act of 1956, his portion of the wealth gets distributed among his wife, children and mother. They are considered class 1 legal heirs of a married man. So if a couple has one child, then 33% each will go to child, wife and husband's mother. And if the couple has two children, then 25% each will go to child 1, child 2, wife and husband's mother. Now table turns. What if something happens to the wife? Then what happens? You may presume that the wealth will get divided among husband, children and wife's parents. But this is a major misconception again. If wife passes away, then as per Hindu Succession Act of 1956, her wealth will get distributed among husband and children alone, and that too in equal proportion. Parents have no role to play here. Her own parents will not get it. Now, if husband is pre-deceased, husband is already no more and there are no children either, then what happens? In that scenario, it is husband's family that will inherit wife's wealth, not wife's own family. It means if husband's mother is alive, then since she is class 1 heir of the husband, she is the one who will inherit 100% of wife's wealth. So, woman's mother-in-law will receive all money. Her own parents or siblings cannot inherit her wealth. What if her mother-in-law is also not alive? Then what happens? Then the wealth will go to husband's class 2 heirs. Her own parents will still be out of the equation. Who are class 2 heirs of husband? Those are husband's father, brother, sister, and other relatives. Woman's own parents can inherit married daughter's wealth only if all legal heirs of the husband's side are no more. Isn't it surprising? But that's the reality. Just one disclaimer here, that properties and gifts inherited from her own parents will go to her father's legal heirs if something happens to her and not to husband's legal heirs. Wealth acquired by herself, the money that she earns and the money that she acquires jointly with husband will go to the husband's family, but wealth inherited from her own family, her own parents will go to father's legal heirs. In today's scenario, in today's generation, lot of parents only have single daughters and in some cases they could be dependent on their married daughters. So they may face difficulties if married daughter passes away. So what to do to avoid these kind of situations? I have explained you the problem, but I must offer you a solution. The solution is very simple. All you have to do is create your own will. In India, we don't take will seriously. Your will supersedes all succession laws. Most women think that if they put their parents' name in the nomination, then the underlying investment or property will go to them. A lot of time it happens that when we are filling up forms or when we are investing somewhere, then in the nominees we mention our parents' own names. We do that. But it doesn't mean that they will inherit that wealth. It doesn't work that way. Nominees are just custodians of your wealth. They receive the wealth, but it is their job to distribute it among legal heirs. They cannot inherit it. So for example, if you put your mother's name as a nominee under in some investment, then she will receive your wealth, but she will have to take the pain to distribute it among your legal heirs. She will not get a penny. So remember, nominations will not help you. Ensure that you create a proper registered will to avoid succession disputes. A couple may create a joint will, but women must have their own individual will to safeguard their dependent parents. Lastly, another important law, that is about life insurance policies. Look, we buy life insurance policies so that if we are not around, our family gets the insurance coverage and they are financially protected. But what if the person who died had loans running? What if the person was in debt? In that case, creditors or clever relatives, they may come forward to lay claim to the insurance coverage. Bereaved spouse and children may not have strength to fight with creditors or clever relatives. They may lose access to insurance money. So what to do in that case? Buy life insurance policies under Married Women's Property Act. In short, we call it MWP Act. If a married man buys a life insurance under MWP Act, the beneficiaries can only be his wife and children. Neither creditors nor his other relatives, including his own parents, can lay claim to it. But do note that if a married woman buys a life insurance plan under MWP Act, then she can only add her children as beneficiaries and not her husband. So husband cannot be a beneficiary under MWP Act. And also note that beneficiaries once added cannot be changed. In normal regular life insurance policy, if you want to change the name of your beneficiaries, you can do that. But if you buy a life insurance policy under MWP Act, then beneficiaries cannot be changed. So if a man gets divorced, his ex-wife will still be entitled to receive the insurance proceeds if that policy was bought under MWP Act. Even if he remarries, he cannot replace the beneficiary in policies bought under MWP Act. So take note of it. I hope the episode was useful for you. Do share this podcast widely so that more women get to know about their financial rights. Feel free to reach out to me on X and LinkedIn. My X handle, Apri_Sharma. And on LinkedIn, you can search me by my full name, which is Aprajita Sharma. Keep tuning into stsmartcast.com for more such interesting podcasts. Thank you.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.